Braden Fisher. You're seeing right here the young man out of League City, Texas. What a wonderful young man. This guy, okay, over 50 of his appearances were multi-innings. So this is a guy that could be an opener. He's a guy that can be a middle relief guy. And then also, Austin, if you evaluate, just go back to all my Twitters and do an advanced search. All the Dodger Daily tweets about Braden Fisher from the last 2 years, you'll find that when the game is on the line, that's actually when Braden Fisher does his best work.
You know, I'm always sitting in the bullpen wishing I was in the game when I got my teammates in there. And so when I get that opportunity, I think I take it pretty well. You know, I kind of just go out there and try and do what I always do, and that's just throw strikes. And maybe the moment gives me the little extra oomph on my stuff. And so, yeah, I just enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
So this dude is absolutely nails under pressure. Good curveball, the good slider, the good fastball. He is just a wonderful young man. The most, and I'm saying that confidently, the most versatile pitcher in the system.
Fish has kind of been in this. I had him for 2 weeks in Rancho in 22. Then he went to Great Lakes and was great in Great Lakes all year. Then he did the exact same thing this past year where he went to Great Lakes, was unbelievable for a week, and then was with us the rest of the year. His ability to throw the curveball and slider in zone as high of a percentage that he does is unbelievable.
It's nasty, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's a straight over the top release. And he also throws a mid 90s fastball with extreme carry as well that he doesn't throw very often, but that's just a testament to how good the curveball and slider are. You know, the slider metrically might not look like other sliders that you would see, but it profiles off of the angle that he creates out of the hand. You just don't see it. It just creates empty bats. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, Braden Fisher showed a lot of growth this past season. You're talking about a guy who is very versatile in the type of roles that he can have. He can go one inning. He can get you two innings as well. He's shown had a lot of key moments, and that's because he's been able to strike out a lot of guys. You're talking about a 31% strikeout percentage in Tulsa. You're talking about getting swings and misses a little over 15% of the time, being in the top 20 in the Texas League, being top 8 in the Los Angeles Dodgers farm system. I think it's about making sure that he's able to command it a little bit more. That's just going to elevate him to the next level. And Braden Fisher has the stuff to be able to strike out a lot of guys.
I like to think the curveball is pretty good. But I think if right now I had big league stuff, I'd be in the big leagues. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. Right now, I'm just going to keep trying to get better with everything that I have. Fastball, slider, curveball, be more consistent in the zone, out of the zone, wherever I need to throw it. And just keep trending in the right direction, and hopefully we'll get there soon.
And I think with his versatility, that just adds so much more value to the pitcher that he is, which he is a very talented pitcher.
Funny story. I was in spring training 2022, and I was trying to get more horizontal break on my slider. So pitching coach Ian Walsh was trying to help me get more horizontal break in my slider. And he goes, hey, just try and throw like a curveball. Because at the time, I had a real problem with doing anything that involved moving my hand other than throwing a fastball. So he was like, just try and throw a curveball. Throw the back of your hand. I was like, all right. And I threw one. And just gradually over the week that we were working on it, just slowly became a curveball. And I was like, hey, maybe I just keep the slider that I have and throw a curveball. And he was like, hey, I mean, if you can throw it for strikes, then let's do it. So here we are.
So three pitch mix, the big four seam and then the curveball slider. Is that right? That's your stuff right now.
Yes, sir. Four seam, you know, could be harder. I've been working on trying to throw harder, but right now, you know, it's got the ride that I want it to have. And I've kind of been cutting it a little bit.
Nice.
And I kind of like that a lot. So, but right now, the curveball's been the pitch for me. I'm
in the zone too, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm landing it and I can throw it for a strike. And I think I like doing that more than I think I like throwing it for a strike and just getting guys that freeze than I do to get bad swings on it. So, but the slider's been the same as it's always been, you know, just a little bullet slider. I throw it pretty hard for being a slider and
almost cutterish.
Yeah, it's more of a cutter. I kind of just throw it when I'm behind in the count and hopefully get weak contact or a swing and a miss.
He's one of those guys that could start either in Double A, kind of like he did last year with High A Great Lakes, and be in Double A for like a week or two and then go to AAA, that's irrelevant. He's going to be in AAA for the vast majority of next year. I just can't see any other way. And so super excited about Braden Fisher.